a big task, an important task brought to all the GRs. And we are, of course, the GR on pollution and energy. So I feel a little bit responsibility to take this very serious. And to, because here we have the experts on emission and energy, specific then for cars, all type of cars. So I think we should contribute to this request from ITC, how we can reduce climate change, or to mitigate climate change as much as possible, and what are the options we can deliver, what kind of support and help, ideas to find and to come to an ambitious strategy for them to this important topic on climate change. I know that we are here, most of them, the technicians working on vehicle requirements, vehicle methodologies, not directly setting the targets. I know there is on regional level, on the parliaments, top political discussions on this, and this is not what I want to put here on the table. But I think we are here with a group, with experts, which have maybe ideas what could we do to support and to help the decision makers, what kind of best cases, best policy options could be introduced. So it is a really a challenge, I think, for the GPE to see what are options or what are technical parameters to bring in where policymakers can make effort. We know, and I look a little bit also to what we already started in activities on the harmonization on heavy-duty vehicle efficiency, where we at the moment not succeeded to find a harmonized methodology on that. But I think this is one of the issues which I think is very important now, that we bring this kind of proposals or kind of basic elements where policymakers can make their policy on to reduce climate change on the public on transport. So it is. I think we. I don't ask you now to come up with some directly ideas, but my idea is to first elaborate this week, maybe with each other on what kind of task and what of input we could deliver to ITC. And therefore, we will come back on this item on Friday, how to proceed, maybe to start a kind of a task force with some interested members of the GPE to elaborate on what kind of ideas we have, what kind of issues we could bring to ITC. Because we are, if you look to the time schedule, we have no GPE session between now and January next year, so there is no possible discussion in the proper session of GPE on this task. And we have now, it's ambitious in this small time frame to come up with our suggestions to ITC. So therefore, I think my first idea was to set up a kind of a task force within the GPE to elaborate and discuss this. And when we have something from, say, on the level of the GPE, to bring it on maybe on a written format, sending it around to all the members of the GPE to have some endorsement on it. that's a little bit my first way to continue with this. But the floor is open on all your ideas now. But what I said, we come back on Friday to have further response, because I know that is maybe the information is rather new for you. Although we know that the document which was introduced to ITC was already available and sent around. The floor is open for your first initial reactions. I see Oika, Bill, you have the floor.
Yes, thank you. Yeah, good morning, everyone.